proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: President Hage Hichilema goes unopposed as party's presidential candidate. Men against Zambia welcomes the enactment of Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act Number 4 of 2026. In international news, state officials among 9 people arrested over deadly change at Haiti. In sports news, FAS raises concern over NORAD's contract demands as dispute escalates. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has held its general conference, describing the gathering as a moment of democratic unit and renewed national purpose as the country approaches the 2026 general elections. During the conference, President Hakainde Hichilema was nominated and opposed as the party's presidential candidate, a development party official says he reflects a strong internal confidence and discipline in his leadership. Speaking on the outcome, State House Chief Communication Specialist Clayton Hamasaka says his ruling party emphasized that the endorsement signals a unified front as it prepares for the next electoral cycle. Meanwhile, Mungo was parked in red as delegates of the United Party for National Development gathered for the party's General Assembly, a key event expected to shape its leadership structure. The General Assembly in Western Province, opened by Provincial Chairman Kapelwa Mbangweta, was set to elect the party president and members of the National Management Committee, drawing excitement, participation from party officials and supporters across the country. The Zambia Police Service has assured the public that it has mobilized through patrols to wipe out crime in the country and ensure sanity. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Joy Nyerenda Banda has stated that the police have continued foot and motor patrols in areas where the country records mob justice and will not allow such incidences to reoccur. And Ms. Banda has assured that the police patrols will mop out criminal gangs in communities popularly known as junkies.
In Kiseba, the practical example that I can give you is that when we moved in as police, we are able to apprehend a total number of 282 people, and they were charged with different cases. Amongst the cases or the offenses that we charged others for murder, others were charged for malicious damage. So we went further also to charge them with assault on police officers. So what we've done as police basically is to move in, and we are not leaving any stone unturned. Instead, we've placed officers who are doing foot patrols. We also have officers who are doing motorized patrols in those areas which had issues to do with mob justice, so that sanity can be brought back in the country, because as police officers, our main interest, our main task is to ensure that people's lives and properties are well protected and well taken care of.
Meanwhile, Assistant Public Relations Officer Oswald Kambongo has called on the members of the public to partner with the police in fighting crime and ensuring sanity in communities. Mr. Kambongo has added that citizens should familiarize themselves with the officer in charge of the police station in their residential areas.
So this issue of community being safe is the responsibility of every person that is found in that particular community. So let's be deliberate about engaging the officer in charge. Officer in charge is all police posts in police stations are friendly people that are also willing to work together with the community so that we eliminate any elements of crime. Yeah. Because the win of the officer in charge in that particular station or area is to ensure that there's no crime that is happening. That is the win of the officer in charge. We are not winning as the number of arrests that we are making. No, that's not a win.
The men against Zambia has welcomed the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, which makes sexual offences such as defilement, rape and incest non-bearable. The network described the reform as a major step forward in strengthening gender-based violence, GBV, laws in Zambia, particularly in protecting women and children from abuse. It noted that the move sends a strong signal that such crime will be met with firm legal consequences while helping prevent culprits from interfering with investigation or intimidating survivors. Men Engage Zambia Chairperson Jacob Makambwe says the development represents a significant milestone in promoting children's rights and advancing gender equality. With that news item, we dive into a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just deliver according to what people want. Let them not get in as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For new tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
International news. International.
Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. Now in international news, two state officials in Haiti have been arrested after a stampede in the town of Miloto that killed at least 30 people. Haiti in mourning after a stampede at a mountaintop fortress over the weekend left at least 30 people dead and dozens more injured. Ministers of Defense, Culture, Tourism and the Interior joined the government delegation to the UNESCO-listed cities where an investigation is underway. The Ministry of Culture and Communication said in a statement that it fired a director with Haiti's Institute for the Prevention of National Heritage, accusing him of serious negligence. Also dismissed was a director with the ministry, which officials accused of biased treatment. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
Iran has warned it will halt trade through the Red Sea, the Gulf and the Sea of Oman if the US continues to blockade Iranian ports. Iran has no coastline along the Red Sea, but it backs the Houthis in Yemen, who've previously disrupted shipping in the area. Tehran says it's still talking to the United States after last weekend's failed negotiations in Pakistan. The Iranian Foreign Ministry said messages were being exchanged through Pakistani intermediaries. The luxury fashion company Hermès says the war in the Middle East has led to a slump in sales growth. The French firm said a drop in tourist numbers had hit sales at airports. Officials in southeastern Turkey say at least four people have been killed in a shooting at a secondary school carried out by a student. School shootings are rare in Turkey, but this is the second in as many days. The BBC has announced plans to cut up to 2,000 jobs over the next 2 years. It's part of efforts to save hundreds of millions of dollars. A Supreme Court judge in Brazil has ordered a criminal investigation into allegations of slander by Flavio Bolsonaro, the main rival to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in October's elections. The right-wing senator posted a picture linking President Lula to crimes including drug trafficking.
Now sports.
Finally, in sports news, the contractual impasse between the Football Association of Zambia and head coach Nora Haptwa has deepened beyond salary concerns, following fresh proposals submitted to the Football Association of Zambia. According to FAZ, head of media and communication Kwetwe Twemba, the coach has formally requested amendment to her contract, including a significant salary reduction of up to 50% to allow her take on additional employment elsewhere while remaining in a role on a full-time basis. The development has raised concerns with the association regarding commitment levels as the position of national team coach